just lift our voices. Let's stand to our feet. Let's begin to give God great praise tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
My voice is because of you.
Somebody give him praise tonight. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Like you. Oh, come on all over this house tonight. Come on, let's give the Lord praise. Come on, do we have any worshipers in the house tonight? Anybody been set free? Come on, anybody been delivered? Oh, hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord glory in the house. Just because he's worthy. Just because he's worthy. I'll give the Lord a hand clap of praise one more time tonight. We love you, Jesus. Amen, amen. God bless you. You can be seated. Asking our ushers to prepare to receive the Sunday night tithe and offering. Amen. Don't forget about your daily prayer time, your fasting, your Bible reading. Amen. Also inviting folks to the house of God. We are in desperate need of soul winning. Amen. That is the goal of the church. Is he that winneth souls is wise. Amen. Get out there and be excited about what God is doing at Bible Pentecostal Church and tell somebody what the Lord can do for them. Amen. Nobody can tell it like you can tell it. Amen. Also, remember to be faithful to the house of God in our only two services that we have a week. Let's not endeavor to miss any at all possible. Let's be faithful as we can. Amen. Let's stand together and pray for the offering. Savior, we love you. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace. We ask you to bless the gift and the giver tonight. We'll give you praise and glory and honor in Jesus' name. Let's sing and worship as the ushers come.
As long as I'm breathing, I've got a
Everything that had breath tonight, praise the Lord. Ah, you're worthy, Jesus. Oh, he's been too good to me. As long as there's breath in my body, I'm going to give God praise. Oh, somebody ought to exercise your freedom tonight. Come on, now's your chance to do it. This is your opportunity to praise the Lord. in Jesus' name. Come on, let's glorify the name of Jesus. Come on, all over this house tonight. We're going to give you an opportunity to praise the Lord right now. Come on, if God's been good to you, you ought to praise Him. Well, Pastor, we did that Wednesday. It's another chance. I believe I praise the Lord while I have the chance. Come on, there's some folks tonight that can't praise Him. They can't run the aisles. They can't jump up and down. But we're in the house tonight. Come on, there's some folks that lost their families. There's some folks that lost their health. But we're in the house of God tonight. Oh, praise Him. We're going to preach tonight, but somebody ought to take this opportunity. One more time. Clap your hands, all you people. Come on, shout to God with a voice of triumph. My God, my God, my God. My God, I worship You, Jesus. Praise Your Savior. I feel like someone needs to break loose tonight. Come on, I feel like someone just wants to cut loose a little bit tonight. It's all right to jump. It's all right to clap. It's all right to lift your voice. Hey, you're not on probation tonight. You're free. He that the Son has set free. Come on, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. My God. Come on, let's clap our hands all over the house tonight. Jesus, come on, clap your hands, all ye people. From the front to the back, from the left to the right, from the bottom to the top, Come on, let's praise him. Come on, somebody in the balcony, praise him. Come on, someone in the amen corner, praise him. I feel the Holy Ghost tonight. There's no telling what could happen in this house. Oh, it is good for men to praise the Lord. Oh, that men. Oh, that women. Oh, that children. My God, there's liberty. And hey, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. God is that Spirit. Anybody feel it in the house tonight? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Amen. 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 You can return to your seats. Please remain standing. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house tonight. Amen. Now, I'm going to do something you probably think is crazy, but if we can't recover from what I'm fixing to do, then this was all fake anyhow. This is our time where we normally break up into a little bit of greeting and fellowshipping. I want you to go find somebody and tell them how good God has been to you. Yeah. Go shake their hand. If you feel like shouting together, go ahead. Shout together if you want to worship together. But go find somebody and greet them in Jesus' name. Come on from your heart. Get excited about what God has done. Can nobody do me like Jesus? Let's praise the Lord. Come on, let's lift our voices. Come on, let's stand to our feet one more time tonight. Let's worship the Lord together in the beauty of holiness. Oh, come on, let's praise him. Come on, let's praise him. Ah, let's praise him. Someone lift your voice and give God praise. I feel the Holy Ghost. Come on, someone lift your voice for Jesus tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Amen, amen, amen. Acts chapter 12. As you turn in there tonight, we are so thankful for everyone who's in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen. We don't take it lightly. Amen. In today's world, I heard this the other day. Now, I don't go for denominational preachers for salvation stuff. I don't go to denominational preachers for a lot of things. But even motivational speakers sometimes, because even coaches can say something that's a good life lesson. And so you take that and you take the good. In fact, Dave Ramsey's got some good stuff, but I wouldn't ask about salvation. So, but someone said that with all the effort that the world puts into youth sports and youth activities, and the percentage of those activities paying off, or youth sports, them being successful or making it to the professional ranks, he said, if we would put that much effort into their salvation,
come on now.
I don't care if my kid ever wins a trophy. I don't care if they did, it was most improved academically. if they did, it would, I don't even know, it might be a third place in the 50-yard dash at 8-year-olds at youth camp. I don't know. They're in a box somewhere. They're keepsakes now of days gone by. They may not be the starter of a football team on a Sunday, but they're leaders in worship in their families. I'm thankful I put more emphasis on the things of God, the house of God, the church of God. Amen. Folks are running all over the country chasing sports accomplishments that their kids... You know what the hope is? The hope is that their kid will make it and can buy them a house. They're probably not going to. And even if they do and you lose them, what good was it? Amen. I'm glad to be in the house of God tonight. This is the priority. This is not just something I do. This is what I do. This is what I am. So it's easy for you, pastor. You're the pastor. Let me tell you something. I live life and breathe breath just like you do. I have ups and downs, ins and outs, and heartaches and hurts. And nobody's forcing me. Nobody's calling me to check on me, asking me where I am. I want to be here. I'm thankful for it. And I'm glad everybody else is in the house of the Lord tonight. Sister Pa, well, she's not with us anymore. She's gone on to be with the Lord. Praise God. Or the baby, one of the two. You know, hey, all of us that are having to hold babies in worship, some of you that aren't holding them, can you help us out? We're trying to worship and hold babies and corral. I told Chase to look forward. As soon as I said look forward, he let out a cry like, what did I do? I'm just trying to praise God. He's looking at everybody else in the back going, what are they doing? Well, I'm just playing. Amen. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. I hope you still do. But with all this singing, Paulina was supposed to sing a special, but with all these songs that we just sang, I thought, man, this is too close to what I'm preaching to pass up an opportunity to let her sing the wrong song. Right? And I don't think she would have, but, well, we don't want to give her the chance. Praise God. Plus, the baby was hungry. Acts chapter 12, verse number 1. Now, about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hand to vex certain of the church. Anybody feel like that's your life right now? Well, come on now. You can say, I've got the armor of God. I understand that, but every once in a while, you got to take it off. You're living life. You don't sleep in armor. It's when you go into battle, you put that on. It's when you get up the next morning. And he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. than were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. I understand there is a vexation from all aspects and all angles. We've got folks in the hospital tonight. We've got folks facing legal issues tonight. We've got folks facing cancer scares. We've got folks facing MRI reports. There are financial needs in the house tonight. There's the question of permits in the house tonight. And while all this is going on and while all this is happening, prayer was made of the church unto God for them. We're not just shouting to shout tonight. We're shouting with authority. We're shouting with dominion. We're shouting with understanding. Come on. He that the Son hath made free is free indeed. I'm not bound by cigarettes. I'm not bound by alcohol. I'm not bound by addictions. I'm not bound by sin. I am free. Yes, free indeed. So tonight, I want to preach with the help of this church. Prayer that sets the prisoner free. There are people tonight in prison. They may not be in physical prison, but they're locked up in health issues. They're locked up in life issues. They're locked up in their mind issues. They're locked up in their spirit issues. But tonight we're going to pray. We're going to touch God. We're going to tap in. Come on, there may be a reason why they're where they are, but God, we want to find that reason, and we don't want to leave them where they are. You may be using this for a lesson, God, but we don't want to leave them there tonight. Come on, lift your voice. Lift your voice tonight and give God praise in the house. Oh, come on, my God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus, oh, come on, let's tap in. It's apostolic prayer. Hey, can't nobody touch Jesus like the apostolics. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, fellowship, breaking of bread, and in prayers. Oh, come on, in Jesus' name tonight. You know what I'm waiting for? I'm waiting for an urgency. I'm waiting for an urgency to kick in tonight. I'm waiting to feel an urgency in the house tonight. I know we're going to carry on. We're going to have church in a minute. But I want there to be an urgency in the spirit. If this was my situation, if that was my circumstance, how would I want to pray? In the name of Jesus. Come on, prayer was made without ceasing, without ceasing, without ceasing. Come on, pray without ceasing. Continue in prayer, in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto God. This is not a time of anxiety. This is a time of fervency. This is a time of prayer. Oh, hallelujah, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Can we turn this into a house of prayer tonight? Can we turn this into a house of prayer tonight? In the name of Jesus, In the name of Jesus, my house shall be called the house of prayer. My house shall be called, of all nations, the house of prayer. Come on, this is not limited to the English-speaking, the Spanish-speaking, the Asian. This is for everybody. Because it's written, my house is the house of prayer. Oh, we glorify you, Savior. God, we worship you tonight, Jesus. Come on, one more time. Clap your hands unto the Lord. Use those weapons tonight. Use those weapons tonight. Oh, it's a privilege to pray. It's a privilege to worship. Oh, hallelujah to God. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated. Freedom. We start off tonight with a song of freedom. Liberty. Deliverance. Devil does not care that you come to church every service. The devil does not worry about our attendance. He worries about what we do when we get there. The devil worries about how we come to church. If we come to church with liberty, if we come to church with freedom, if we come to church in deliverance, and we worship God in that freedom and in that liberty, that's when the devil begins to worry. But if we come to church every service and we sit through every service bound by our emotions or bound by our feelings or bound by our addictions, this is not relegated to the sinner. This is not relegated to the addict on the street. They're apostolics who are bound by addictions. They could be bound by things that may not have a prescription behind them, may not have a label behind them, but they're bound by their emotions. They're bound by what everybody else thinks. And if we come to church and can't fully worship and can't fully walk in the freedom where Christ has made us free, then the devil does not care how many times we come to church. But when we come to church and we feel that I have been set free indeed, that means I can clap my hands. I can lift my hands. I can stomp my feet. I can run the aisles. I can shout. I can do all because I'm not just free. I'm not on probation. I am free indeed. Man. Man, we have things in the house tonight. This is not hypothetical preaching. The Johnson is now in the hospital. We don't know what's going to happen, Sister Johnson, but God does. We don't know how it's all going to turn out, but God does. I have an appointment tomorrow morning that I'm not looking forward to, but God knows. My wife told me tonight, and I don't mean to bring it up, but it's just part of where we are. People think, well, the pastor didn't go through anything. Well, told me today at lunch, I got a call. The doctor, I got to get something checked out. Now y'all going to freak out or ask questions. Don't we just pray? Carson's already been to the doctor for an MRI for a thing on his lung. Pastor don't go through anything. I'm living the same life you're living. Elijah was a man of like passion. Sister Megan, we talked about some things today. I got to come and preach tonight forgetting all those things. I got to come tonight and say, you know what? In the face of every lying devil, I may not know the answer to every situation, but I got a God who set me free, and he that the Son has, I got to pray the prayer that sets prisoners free. I didn't come tonight to bind anybody. I didn't come tonight to worry anybody. I come to set at liberty them that were bruised, and them, my God, I feel the Holy. I come to kick the door open tonight. I come to shout our way through victory. We're going to pray until everybody's banned. Why are we going through it? I don't know. But if there's a lesson somewhere in this, then God, let me learn it. If there's faith somewhere in this, then God, let me see it. In the face of adversity, in the face of vexation. I just talked to somebody just here just the other day. Their response to all that life has brought them was, he must really think I could handle it. He must have a lot of faith in me. That's the way we should face it. That's the way, that's not easy. But that's the way we should face it. God, if you're giving me this to carry, then you trust me with it. God, if you're giving me this to go through, then you trust me with it. Now, here's the problem. Everybody thinks what they're going through is God trusting them. And sometimes what you're going through is God trying to get you where you need to be. Our job is to figure out which one. Our job is to figure out, okay, God, am I doing something that you're unhappy with? Am I doing something that's unpleasing to you? Let me check that. Let me purge myself. Let me wash myself by the washing of the word. Let me pray in the Holy Ghost. And if I've checked myself and I've examined myself, then I say, God, if you put this on me, if you put me in this prison, sometimes it's just Herod seeing how much joy your enemies got out of them killing your family. Anybody ever thought about that? Hey, Herod, that was fun when I killed James. Let's do it again. Who's next? Hey, I got that preacher that preached on that day that healed that man that said there's no other name under heaven given among men. Let's get that guy. He seems to be pretty high up on the... And so he was holding him for a certain day. Hey, after Easter... After they get done celebrating Jesus' resurrection, let's kill him. And so he said, we're not going to lose this guy. And he put him in prison. 4 quaternions of soldiers. There were people chained on both sides of him. Soldiers in prison. See, the devil don't care who he has to hurt to lock you up. The devil does not care who he has to bind you. Some of y'all are missing that. Them soldiers were in the same cell. It's like the ones that threw the 3 Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace and fell over dead. The king did not care who he had to hurt. I'm going to tell you something, that the world does not care about you, your children, what their success is, what they're going through, what their hobbies are. He'll use whatever thing, and he'll lock them up, he'll burn them up, he'll tear them down as long as he can get to you. But here's the deal. It wasn't about the soldiers. They were already on his side. It wasn't about the people that it pleased. They were already on his side. It was about Peter. But prayer. When your neighbor's going through it, bear ye one another's burdens. Pray one for another. The prayer of faith. See, as long as I'm not going through it, I'm all right. As long as it's not my family. What are we going to do when we haven't prayed for anybody else? We haven't shouted with anybody else. We haven't wept for anybody else. We haven't cried or shed a tear for anybody else. And then it's our turn. I pray to God that when it is my turn, if it ever comes my turn, that I've prayed enough prayers for other people, that they rally. Oh, I got quiet in here. Because some of y'all haven't been putting up in your account. Your account is overdrawn. Pray for me, pray for me, pray for me, pray for me. And you never pray for anybody else. Pray for me, pray for me, pray for me, pray for me. And you never bear anybody else's burdens. Just leave me alone. Just long as my family's happy, as long as my family's got vacation time, as long as my, oh, it's quiet. I understand that. But prayer was made. In fact, I'll get there later, but when he did get out, because we know the end of the story, he got out. He knocked on the door. Was it Rhoda? Looked out the window and shut the door. Went and told the people. Peter's out front. Oh, no, 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 child, no, child. We're praying for him. You see how unaccustomed to prayer? You see how unaccustomed to answered prayer? Brother Shoemaker sent me something the other day. He said, what a great perspective. It's on calling on the name of the Lord, calling on Jesus' name in prayer, thinking it's just a magic rub the lamp. It's magic, a little magic spell. He said, oh no, that's not what the original is. The original is not just whatever you call on the name of the Lord, it's gonna happen. Anybody ever prayed in Jesus' name and nothing happened? Why? I don't know. Was I using it for a magic potion? Was I hoping? Or was I understanding that when I pray in his name, I'm not just saying in your name as some abracadabra. Yeah. But when I'm saying I want to pray in your name, that means your will, yes. Your plan, yes. Your purpose. Yes. Not my will, but thine be done. I'm praying, God, in your name, do what you want to do in this circumstance. Use it. Come on, they already killed James. They're already looking for somebody else. It wasn't that they didn't have the ability to kill the apostles. It was, God, what's your plan? God, what's your purpose? Who? But here's the key. The key was not that God could not deliver Peter. The key was Peter had to learn how to be delivered in prison. What? You see, I may not get out of my circumstance, but I can be free in it. I may not get the answer I'm looking for. But can I be free in? I may never walk out these prison doors, but though you can chain me down, I can still lift my voice. Though you can chain my hands down, I can still pray. There may be something I'm going through that I never get out of, but I can be free in it. I don't want to be bound. I don't want to be bound in my circumstance. I don't want to be bound in my situation. I want to, hey, I may be walking around the fire, but I want to be loosed because he's with me. I may be in the furnace, but I'm going to be loosed because he's with me. Being bound and praying for deliverance out of your situation while you're still bound just puts you bound someplace else. There are folks all over this country running from themselves. And they wonder why everywhere they go, they find the same circumstances. Because they haven't figured out, I don't like my job. But the job's not the issue. I don't like my boss, but the boss is not the issue. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. They haven't figured that out yet. So they're going to run. They're going to pack up. They're going to move someplace else and find bondage. Because the bond, well, I've used this example so many times, but it works. Doc, it hurts when I touch here. Doc, it hurts when I touch here. Doc, it hurts when I touch. What's wrong with me? Your finger's broken. Everywhere I go, I got conflict. What's the problem? Everywhere I work, every job I work on, everybody's an idiot. My boss is an idiot. Everybody's out to get me. Every mechanic, every builder, everybody at the grocery store, everybody's out to get me. What's the problem? You're bound. You got out of that situation, but you were still bound. You move. Come on, I tell you, freedom is not geographical. Freedom has nothing to do with the place you're in, but the person in the place. Freedom has nothing to do with my circumstance, but freedom has everything to do with the God I serve. You can lock me up in a prison. You can throw away the key, but I'm still free. You can do all the things. Well, God is in this and God is in that. I've heard more people tell me that God is in things that God's not even involved in. You know why God's not involved in it? Because you never asked him his opinion. Well, God does this and God does that. You never even considered God in these moves, in these life changes. Man, I'm going to tell you something. I don't change jobs without praying about it. Well, I got quiet. Well, I don't like my boss. Wonderful. You know how many bosses I haven't liked? Most of them. You know what it took me when I was young? Man, I can't believe I was thinking about this the other day. If I was still in my local church, I'd be 4 years away from 30 years with AT&T. That blows my mind. When I was 25 years old, when I knew it all, then I started pastoring to find out how much I didn't know. The older I get, I may look stupid, but I had a boss come in, stood there, and I used to get so fired up. I used to dread going to work. Till one day I went to work, and I'm like, where'd so-and-so go? Oh, he took another lead position somewhere else. He's not there. And I thought, I got all worked up for that? I went through 7 or 8 bosses in the years I was there. I just figured out, we'll get rid of this one too. I'm getting all worked up. Because something's out of my control. You know who was bound? Ego. Pride. That's what I was bound by. I never stopped to think. This job got me a house. This job gave me the ability to raise a family. This job gives me the ability to support my church with tithe and offering. This job gives me the ability to furnish for my home and my kids. And I can get mad. Well, oh, Brother Ken, this is 2006 that I'm talking about, so I'm not bragging. I can get all mad at the boss because I'm making $42.75 an hour in 2006. With full insurance coverage, no payments, $5 copay. And I used to go to work mad because I didn't like my boss. I should have went to work skipping, sucking on a lollipop. Because I came here as a 42-year-old man making $12 an hour framing houses to keep this church from losing its building. And I was glad to do it. It ain't the dollar amount that you make. That next job, that pay raise, that thing that you know what you deserve is to be free in your prison. What you need to do is, God, yes, I want more. God, yes, I want better. But God, I want to be free in my circumstance. I want to be free in my prison. I want to be free in Come on, some of you need to understand tonight. You may never get out of your circumstance, but when he comes back, because we want out of what we're in when that's not the point of freedom. What happens if things change in this country and what we believe is a crime? Go under the Iron Curtain into those communist countries where they're having church in hotel rooms and have to shout without jumping, having to worship without opening their mouth. And the preacher that visits says, how many times you've been in prison? 15 or 20 times, two or three years at a time. Older people, young people going to jail for 2 and 3 years at a time because they got caught worshiping God. And guess what they do when they get out? Right back to church, because they figured out you can try to lock me up if you want, but I found freedom, I found liberty, I found everything I was looking for. Why? Because I found Jesus. It's not my son. Come on, you can change where you are. You can pack up. You can do whatever you want to do, but until you learn that you're free. Peter's chained up. 4 quaternions of soldiers. And the angel taps him. The angel smites him on his side. That word actually means to hit, to strike. Pastor, why are you so, when you preach, I'm trying to wake some folks up. If anyone has ever tried to wake this young man right here up, you know why you would have to smack somebody. I worked this man from, and I said man, he's a man. I worked this man yesterday from about 9 o'clock until about 5:30 all day. I only gave him Taco Bell for lunch. His wife, his mom gave him oven fried chicken and mashed potatoes. I just gave him Taco Bell. And we were sitting on that couch. There, nobody could wake him up. I recorded him snoring and played it in his ear, and it still didn't wake him up. Everybody left the house. He sit on that couch, and I said, look, you don't have to go home. I mean, you just used to be your home. But we're going to shower. We're going to bed. You ever try to wake him up before? She's like, every day. The Lord ain't going to deliver you from your prison. You just got to be free in it. See, that's the problem. Some folks, they went away from their spouse. They went away from their job. They went away from everything else because they haven't figured out it's them. And your wife ain't here, so you better be quiet. It's you. You get mad at your spouse because of something they're doing that you don't like, but never consider to think your idiosyncrasies. Well, they got real quiet there. I should drop a pin right now. That's good preaching. Hey, when it's either really loud and everybody's saying, man, it's good preaching. When it's really quiet, that's good preaching right there. Most of the time I get upset with my wife because of what she's saying. It's because I know it's me. I'm the problem. I'm the issue. I'm in prison. I'm locked up. God's trying to show me something. God's trying to show me. What if the angel smote him? The angel tried to wake him up, said, put on my shoes, gird that garment around to get up. And when he got to a locked door, Sister Johnson, you imagine if he'd have walked out that locked door with handcuffs and chains on, dragging those soldiers, what good would he have been? If his circumstance, if his geography changed, but his circumstance didn't. Say, I don't. What was it? What's that got to do with anything? Here's the deal. I was talking to a preacher the other night. It's only 7:10. We got lots of time. I was talking to a preacher the other day. He said, Brother Bray, he was praying for me, man. He said, we just lost a family. We don't got very many to lose. We just lost a family. I said, what happened? He goes, well, I just found out that they were doing this, they were doing that. And I said, well, did they leave? He said, no. I said, good. As long as they didn't leave. What do I do with them? I said, work with them. Pray with them. Counsel with them. See, we don't want to deal with people in their struggles. People have struggles. I said, brother, you got struggles. You're contending for the faith every day. You may not be doing what they're doing, but the enemy's fighting you as much as they're fighting them. And if you ask them to leave, I said, but here's the problem. People want to shout, but they don't want change. People want all the blessings that come with living for God, but they don't want to change. I said, I'm going to tell you what works, the gospel. I would to God that all we had to do was come to church and preach Acts 2:38, the oneness of God, Jesus' name, baptism, deliverance. But we got to preach all these messages to touch all these emotions because people don't want to hear the gospel anymore. People don't want to hear the death, burial, and the resurrection. We know that. But do you live it? You shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I can't preach you out of your circumstance. I can only give you the gospel. And you got to be free in your circumstance. I can't preach you out of a bad job. I can preach the gospel to you. And you can live a holy, separate life and be free in. He that the Son has set free is free in every deed. I don't believe in magic, but I wish I had a miracle wand. Brother Ken, to just every time someone sent me a prayer request, I could just wave it at them, Brother Gabriel, and all their worries would just go away. But did you ever stop to think that maybe the worries are there to get you close to God? Did you ever think that that mark on your skin or that thing in your lung or that job situation was to get you closer to God? Did you ever think the financial needs that you have was so you can draw near to him and he'll draw near to you? Try me, test me, prove me, he said. But we don't want to. We just want our circumstance fixed, but we don't want to be changed in our circumstance. That's why they couldn't believe that Peter was out. Number one, how'd you get out of prison? Number two, how'd you get away from them soldiers? How'd you chained up with? Because if Peter hadn't got delivered in prison, what good would it have been for the gates of the city to open? What good is for us to knock doors and reach our city if we're bound? What good is it for us to try to be a witness when we're really not convinced it works ourselves? The old song says, you can't tell it like I can tell it. You don't know like I know what the Lord has done for me. I get joy when I think about it. Some folks don't have joy because they don't know what God can do for them. They repented. Maybe they got baptized, or maybe they got in the habit of dressing a certain way. But they have never walked in true liberty. Our holiness is not the cross we bear. It's the freedom. Well, see, if we look at the, oh, my God. All look at as being a cross to bear is what God gave us for freedom. We're not bound by Hollywood's ideals. We're not bound by the world's ideals of how someone should dress, how someone should look. We're not comparing ourselves to Hollywood. Wipe it all off and see what they really look like anyhow. Y'all are caught up on dress and hair and this and that. No, we're not. We're just saying leave it alone because that's what God gave it. That's how. I'm free. And some of us look at it as a burden and a cross. Well, I'm just bearing my cross. If that's, then you're bound in your circumstance. And there ain't nothing going to change until you get freedom, until you get liberty. The preaching of the gospel is the only thing that truly sets people free. I would ask, and I'm close to closing. I don't know how close, but I'm close. Closer than when I started. Look, I'm putting papers away that I haven't looked at. Show me in your Bible. Kata, in all your Bible reading, you ever found any message that we preach at these conferences? You ever found any messages that we preach at our men's conference? We're not against them. But they preach repentance. They preach Jesus saves. They said, repent, be baptized. Paul preached the same thing. We have to dig into the word and find some nugget that can wow somebody. When really, the only thing that's going to save you is the blood, yes. Calvary, yeah. Repentance, baptism in Jesus' name, infilling of the Holy Ghost, the evidence of speaking other tongues, and the Bible says, and with many other words that he exhort and say, save yourselves. I've got to understand that no matter what I'm in and no matter where I am, I can be free. See, this is not what we're used to. Preach me. Let me shout. Let me jump. And I'm all for it. We need to. But if we don't know why we do it. We said it tonight. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Does anybody know what that is and who that is? Everybody. Right. Saved and unsaved. Right. Bound and unbound. True. If you're alive, yep. The Bible said dead men praise not the Lord. The dead praise not the Lord. If you don't want to praise God, that's your option. Yeah. But if you're going to praise him, you got breath. But here's the difference. Worshippers worship him. In spirit and in truth. There's a difference between praising, and we need to praise. There's power in it. But when an apostolic who is filled with the Holy Ghost, baptized in his name, and understands that I may be bound in my flesh, but I'm free in my spirit, I can worship him in the midst of my heartache. I can worship him in the midst of my hurt. I can, because I worship him in spirit and in truth. And the truth has made me free. Let's stand to our feet tonight. Sister O'Connor, can you pull up Acts chapter 16, verse number 25? Paul and Silas were in prison. Now you got to understand something about Paul. Paul was a Roman citizen. Paul went through things he didn't have to go through. Paul went through things that he was not obligated to go through. He had citizenship. They weren't supposed to do that stuff to him. Everything he went through, he chose to go through it because he could have pulled rank. But he didn't. You're a Roman citizen. You don't have to go there. You don't have to. No, I'm appealing to Caesar. I'm going all the way to the top. Oh, if you hadn't done that. No, I'm doing it because I'm taking the gospel to them. I don't care what they do. Shipwrecks. I don't care. Night to sea. Stripes. And so here he is in prison. It's the darkest moment, the darkest trial, the darkest situation, the darkest circumstance. And what they do in that moment? They prayed. And they sang praises unto God. But the rest of that sentence tells us the results. The rest of that paragraph tells us the results of their prayer and their praising. And the prisoners heard them. Pastor, what's the big deal? Whether I'm bound in my situation or free in my situation, because someone's listening.
So good.
Your unsaved loved ones listening. Your unsaved family's listening. Your coworkers are listening. Your boss is listening. Your neighbor's listening. They're watching you. They're hoping. They're wondering, hey, this is that guy that's been preaching. This is that man that's been saying all these things about freedom. And here he is in prison, right here, locked up with me. What's he gonna do now? And at midnight, at the darkest part of his night, he began to pray and praise and sing all the praises unto God, and they heard him. Go to the next verse, Mr. O'Connor. And suddenly, you know what suddenly means? It's like the word immediately. It means it happens without transition, from one step to the next. Bound, locked up, prison doors, prisoners, chains. And suddenly, you don't know when your song and when your prayer is going to turn your bondage into freedom. You don't know when that one song, when that one verse, when that one. Everybody will be happy. The other day, old Mr. Rhett, he was not happy. Anybody ever seen Rhett not happy? Hang around a while. You'll see it. Lunch wasn't ready. Something wasn't right. Something wasn't working out the way it was supposed to work out. He was unhappy. So I set him down at the kitchen table, put him on the table. I'm looking at him. He's got tears coming out of his eyes. He got his hands together. And I started singing, there's a happy land of promise over in the great beyond, where the saved the verse shall soon be glory shared. And the souls of men shall enter and live on forevermore. Everybody will be happy over there. Everybody will be happy. And it took about a few choruses to get that same smile. And we just started singing a heaven melody. Medley. Is that what you thought? Medley. Medley. I'm a musician now. And I started singing, oh, I want to see him. It had nothing to do with the circumstance. It had nothing to do with the situation. All it was praise that changed how we were feeling. Lunch still wasn't ready. Nothing changed in the circumstance but me. nothing changed in the circumstance but us. From one moment to the next, from one step to the next, when you get free in your prison, it, my God, an earthquake that shook the foundations of the prison, and immediately all the doors were opened, and you don't know when your coworker is going to be set free because, you, my God, you don't know when your boss and your... Someone ought to get free in the house tonight. It could happen. That thing you're fighting, that thing you're bumping up against, that circumstance, when you get free in it, you don't know. Come on, I know your circumstance may be the same thing tomorrow morning, but you can be different in it. Here's the deal. I don't want folks to miss this because it's loud and you didn't hear it. It's Sunday night. Can God turn our situations around tonight? Absolutely. He has the ability. That's not in question. Yes. We know that. Anybody believe that God can turn things on its ear in one?
Yes. Yes.
Then with that same faith, can you believe he can change you in the midst? Yes. Oh, that's different. No, no. Same faith. God, if you don't change my situation, change me in it. Hey, they didn't leave. Paul and Silas were still in their jail cell, but they weren't bound. Their doors were opened. God changed me in my situation. Come on, if you believe God, he may not fix your financial problem tomorrow, but if he can change you in it, guess what's coming? God may not heal you tomorrow, but if it can change you in it, guess what's coming? We know God can deliver from prison, but can God deliver us in prison? God can break every chain, but can God break me in my chains? Come on, there's nothing like being free. Your freedom be heard by your neighbor. Let your freedom be heard by your co-workers. Experience it for themselves.
Freedom, oh, and liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom and liberty. I'm free. I'm free.
Jesus, we love you right now. Come on, let's lift our voices. Come on, let's lift our voices to heaven right now. God, we glorify your name. See, but Pastor, I'm fine being bound in my circumstance. This is just my lot in life. Here's part of our problem. We think everything's about us. That's that flesh stuff we preached about a couple Sunday nights ago. Last Sunday night, whenever we did. I won't ask Megan, she won't remember. That flesh thing tells me that everything in my life is revolving and concerned with me. When sometimes what we go through is for somebody else. Those men, this hit me so strong this afternoon when I was studying. The prisoners heard them, and there was an earthquake, and then the foundations were shaken. These prisoners, that every band and every door, there was no way. They didn't even know how to pray and sing praises. But their doors were open just like Paul and Silas. If Paul would have sat there, I'm a Roman citizen. I don't deserve this. I should have it better than this. Then those men would have never experienced.
That's right. Liberty.
But because he didn't get bound by his circumstance, but was free in it, they experienced the same deliverance and the same door opening of every door. All the doors were open and everyone's bands. See, when you go to work and you're down and out, I'm a child of God. They know you go to church. Don't hide that from them. If you do, that's why you're bound. If you hide who you are and what you are out in the world, you're bound anyway. But when they hear you have a scare of this or a financial problem here and you're not down and out and you're still happy and excited, you know what you're giving them? You're giving them the opportunity to experience deliverance. That's why I said tonight, I don't know. There could be nothing. There could be nothing wrong with my wife. We've had this scare before, but if there is, in fact, she was talking about it today, she probably thought I was ignoring her. I didn't want to talk about it. But the Lord knew what I was going to preach tonight. And this was I didn't know anything about this. It's completely out of the blue, just right before church. Well, thank you very much. I already got one I'm worried about, and I got other ones I'm worried about, and I got a whole church I'm worried about, and now it has to be in our home. But guess what? Whether it's something or nothing, we're free in it. We're still building a church. We're still saving souls. We're still reaching the lost. My wife is shouting tonight, it could be a nothing burger, but guess what? We're going to be free in it anyhow. Brother Johnson, you know who I feel sorry for when Brother Johnson's in the hospital, Sister Johnson? The hospital. You ever heard that song, Pray for the Fish? When they baptized the guy and his sins were washed away, they said, pray for the fish, it's coming. I feel sorry for the nurses. I feel sorry for the hospital staff. I feel sorry for the doctors. I don't feel sorry for Brother Johnson. But you know what? Facing what he's facing, he's witnessing. He's jovial. He's got a captive audience, exactly what he wants. I told Sister Johnson, she left the house on Thursday or Friday, whatever day it was. And I said, pray for those nurses. Pray for that staff. Pray for the people who bring the food. Brother Johnson's in the hospital again. You know what some folks should do? Oh me, oh my. Everybody hates me. Nobody likes me. Think I'll go eat worms. And their testimony
and their trial is for nothing because it didn't even help them. Pastor, you're so morbid. No, the Bible says to live is Christ, to die is gain. Either way, I get to stand up and say, death, where's thy sting? Oh, grave, where's thy victory? What are you going to do to me? This is what I've been praying for. This is what I've been living for. I'm free. There's nothing like. See, here's the deal. I'm not bound by my finances, good or bad. I'm not bound by my job. My boys are talking about reviews and raises. I don't have to worry about that stuff anymore. I just have to worry about if anything's coming in. But you know what? If it does or doesn't, I've been there before. I'm not worried about it. We cannot claim to be free and live bound. We're liars. We're hypocrites. I'm free. I know the truth. Didn't anybody remember Brother Gabriel? Wasn't it when in that same verse when Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, the truth shall make you free"? And they said, "We're Abraham's seed. We've never been in bondage to anybody." Really? Did you forget about Egypt? You forget where you're living right now? You're a slave of the Romans. Have we come so far from our deliverance that we forget that we can still be bound in the church? Because we're not doing what we used to do. I am free. Not if you're not. Not if you're really not. I'm not just doing it for me. I got family members. I got coworkers. I got business people I interact with on a daily basis. I've got all these people. And my freedom will open their prison doors. They'll ask questions. If I'm always down, I'm always out, I'm always woe is me, they're never going to ask questions about my salvation, about my church, about my joy. The song says, I'm free. There's nothing like being free. The old song says, it feels so good to be free. Born again, free from sin, I'm a child of the King. I'm glad to be living in faith and liberty. I'm here to tell the world it feels so good to be free. Anybody feel freedom in the house tonight? Come on, in spite of your circumstance, anybody feel freedom in the house tonight? Amen, amen. Feels good in the house of the Lord. I'm excited about what God is doing. I told Sister Megan today, I said, we are embarking on a journey that not many churches in Pentecost get to experience and not many in this valley have experienced in decades. We are building a new building. So when's it going to happen? If I knew that, I wouldn't be preaching what I'm preaching. See, I'm bound by politicians. I'm bound by a deputy fire marshal that just graduated from Boise State they could fit 400 people in that building. I'm bound by them. I have no control over that. But we're still building a building. We're still building a church. Maybe delayed. We may not be able to have our anniversary services, but guess what? We're still building a building, and one day we'll shout in it. But I'm going to shout now while I'm waiting on it. Hey, the song said don't wait till the battle is over. Shout now. You know in the end we're going to win. Oh, someone clap your hands and give God praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Greet somebody tonight before you leave. Amen. Tell them how happy you are to see them. I think God's doing great things in this church. We're excited about everyone being here. Excited for our new families and visitors and guests and all of that. Amen. Be back here Wednesday night to get back to our Bible study teaching, and we're looking forward to it in Jesus' name. God bless you. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.